Still more about writing it down. English is not the only language with inconsistent spelling or silent letters. In French, to take just one example, the verb avoir, meaning to have, has many forms, including e. Here, the four letters stand for just one sound. The word is pronounced like the vowel e in English pet. The muddled-up spellings of languages like English or French forced linguists to invent a new way of writing down speech to show it accurately and consistently. It is called the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA. Here are some of the words we have already used as examples transposed into the IPA. The column on the right shows the way that Henry Higgins recorded Eliza Doolittle's way of speaking English in his notebook in the opening scene of My Fair Lady. Those square brackets indicate a phonetic transcription, a written record of somebody talking. If I'm speaking very quickly and use the word only, I may pronounce it oni. And if a linguist is taking down my words, she will transcribe oni and not only to show exactly what I said. Of course, in spite of my little slip, I know the usual pronunciation of the word, and if this is what the linguist wants to show, forward slashes are used around the transcription instead of square brackets. Only. Now we have an example of what is called phonemic or phonological transcription. Not one person's words, but what people usually say. Here we are moving up from the particulars of speech, phonetics, to the patterns and system of sounds of language, phonology. Incidentally, most versions of the diagram of the organs of speech show the talking head with nostrils blocked, which would make it tough, to say the least, to produce nasal sounds. In the interest of accuracy, we show them unblocked.